section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
No, this is what we're telling.
I know, but I'm also going to learn something while
we got an hour's worth of content to fill, so fucking load it up.
Do it up.
Coming to you live from the Dirty Stalls, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, no show lineup with your co-hosts, Scott, Heather, and me, Jason. And now your host, you can call him Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 226 of It Burns My IP. I am your host, the podcasting guy. Blake Clayton, and what we're going to do tonight is something we like to do occasionally. It's where we just let it all hang out.
Get our dicks out of our pants.
Yeah. I have a
no pants.
Huh?
I don't have dick or pants.
You have
I'm
a skirt
wearing
on?
Pants. No, I'm just kidding.
She's wearing a pair of dickless pants.
I actually do have a dick, you guys.
Dickless pants.
Those are the best pants, dickless pants. All right, first, guys and gals, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being here, and we hope you have a good time. And if you don't...
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Shit here on the flatlands.
We give a shit. If they don't have a good time, we care.
We want them to have a good time in the flatlands.
We want them to come back. All right, first, ladies first, as always. She is a ray of sunshine in this pit of despair that we call IBWIP. It's the one and only intern Heather.
Hello. I do have a sunshiny quality about me, don't I?
You do.
I think you're the love child of Madonna after the song Ray of Light.
I think that was
I'm getting that look again.
I think it was a compliment.
Well, I'm glad to hear. You know, I'm from a whole different era, and Madonna just feels real washed up on a beach. So
like a whale?
Mm-hmm. Like a whale. Like we knew she existed, and she was probably pretty cool, but now she's like...
She's the material
like totally,
girl, okay?
Oh, my God.
She's totally out of her element.
I've gotten the look twice tonight.
Next on the show, the man who does great with the ladies.
It's not me.
he compliments them, and they just look at him like a deer looking at a guy with a bow and arrow.
I guess so.
It is the one and only. Biggie!
It must be the age difference. It's got to be.
Do you think deer recognize that a bow and arrow is dangerous to them?
Or age difference?
Or age difference, yeah. They're like, I think that guy's 10 years older than me.
I think they recognize anything as dangerous in front of their face.
Except does, man. They will tromp through whatever it takes. They will fight each other to the bitter death to get some sweet poontain. So will this guy, the one and only... Hashtag renamed Jason. Flannel Fabio.
Bottle cap kid.
Jason at the movies. It's the one and only. That guy.
I'll fight you to the death for sexual intercourse.
So does that mean if you win and she's dead, then you win the intercourse?
You know what? No matter how the chips fall, yeah. I walk away the
winner.
Say,
to me, that seems like you're a winner-winner every time. I will fight you to the death for sex. Oh, folks. We cannot let this trip to Tennessee go.
No.
We ran so long on 225 talking about our
exploits.
Hopes.
Exploits and fuzzy holes.
Boners.
That we had to skip a game. We had to completely knock it out. But thank God we have no show lineup, so we were able to stick it in this one. So
stick
here,
it in.
Stick it in.
Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to love. Getting to hope you like me.
This is getting to know you. This
the bravado
is,
over there.
This
baby.
Is where Scott likes to sing on every intro.
Yes.
Scott and I sang in the car. Hold on. Never mind. Yeah. We'll talk
we'll
about
get to
it
that.
When we get to know each other.
What I've noticed about Scott the last few episodes is he cannot resist singing to the intros.
He'd be an awful stripper.
Body and
that's,
I don't
know. That's the only reason. Just the singing.
just the singing. So,
exactly.
What we're going to do is... You know, we spent, here's four people that
hate each other.
That hate each other. But we spent 20 hours in a car together. And I will start this off by saying, I don't think that I could have spent 20 hours in a car with four other people and have had it be there's no drama
agreed.
Or anything.
Totally
which, to be honest with you, was complete fucking surprise to me.
Yeah.
So we're going to start it off, and basically we're just going to take turns going around and kind of what we learned about each other, because we were in, me and Heather slept in the same bed.
Yeah. We did.
We and got so the pictures to prove it.
For, is it so beautiful?
It's impossible for us not to have learned something about each other.
Exactly.
I'll tell you guys. Anyway, Jason, we'll let you start off. Do you want to?
I have feelings about the car ride, first of all, there and back. I get car sick.
Oh, do you?
Yes. I need to be driving.
I didn't even know that about you this whole time. Yeah,
neither of us. Well, you didn't get to know me very well.
I guess not, because you didn't mention.
I sat in the back, which is the...
what was that?
Getting to know
you. Getting to know you.
Thanks, Mary Poppins.
Not Julie Andrews.
I get sick if I'm in a car for too long. I need to either be in the front seat or I need to be driving. I did not get sick at all.
That's good.
I barely slept on the way down there, which was all night.
Right.
I did not get sick of anyone. I don't even just mean the car. I mean the whole trip. And that got me thinking, if I didn't get sick of anyone, surely other people got sick of me or each other. And I think that's one thing we need to talk about, because I honestly didn't. I thought, it'll be fun going down there to do the show. It'll be a great experience for the show, a cool new venue to do it in. Mm-hmm. But surely... There'll be some tensions. I will get sick.
Lack of sleep.
Like at the end of this thing, one of us is not going to be on the show anymore. Some kind of shit like that.
I genuinely, honestly, did not get sick of anybody.
No, me neither.
I thought everyone was delightful. I was so happy that it was you guys. I have no negative things to say about the car ride at all. 20 hours in like 2 days in the car, and I have nothing negative to say. Yeah. Nothing. You guys talk about that now.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. And you were part of sculpting this bit, and you're like, I got nothing to say about the car.
You're just saying nothing negative,
I know.
Right? Okay.
And
I talk about my negative things then? Because I got a little. I'm just kidding.
We'll just say this, that whatever happens at this table, we won't take it personally.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay. Shit.
Just in case. I don't want people to lie. Just
I have no negative things on my list, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Heather, how about you?
I don't have any negative things to say.
Okay, it doesn't have to be negative.
Car
ride?
Okay, yeah, I had a great time the whole time with everybody. I feel like I said it like six times. I was just like, normally I don't like hanging out with people this long at all.
Right.
And then I was just like so surprised multiple times
that
like I wasn't frustrated with anyone and wasn't annoyed.
I don't do well in the car, and I don't do well when I don't drive. That's when I have – that's when I'm – me and Molly, if we are on a long car ride together, if I'm not driving, I'm very unsettled. I will admit that when you took the wheel – on the way home, initially, I was very stressed out.
On the way home?
On the way home, I was very stressed out because I was in the back seat and you were driving, and I just, you know what I mean? It wasn't anything to do with you. That is a very uncomfortable situation for me. Like, if I was in the front seat, it wouldn't have been as bad. I could have reached over and grabbed the wheel or something, but I was back
good
in the back.
Lord, glad you weren't.
The only thing about the trip that I did, the car ride I didn't like, is when I sat on a gummy worm.
Oh yeah,
for 3 hours.
That was my favorite part.
And I was sitting back there, and me, you know, we had discussions about all kinds of crazy shit, and I kept trying to like move around, and I was like, I would like lift up my butt,
and you'd be stuck,
and the fabric kept pulling up with me. I'm like, what's going on? And then we got to the gas station, and I was pissed.
How did that happen? I was sitting in that spot on the way down there, because this is on the way back they got the gummy attack.
Well, he started eating them, and he didn't realize he dropped one.
Oh, it was one of yours.
Yeah, I was eating them, and it dropped between my legs, and I didn't know, and it just worked itself down, and then just, it's
melted.
Just, yeah. Molly got it out of my jeans. Scott, car ride you.
Did it get out of the car?
No, I didn't do that yet.
Oh, okay.
Car ride me. I warned you guys right from the get-go that I was not going to do any of the driving.
The laziest fucking driver.
The laziest, because
20 minutes, maybe.
I didn't do any driving. I was a good co-pilot.
Yeah.
Me and Blake both got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work, like we said before, and I stayed up the whole entire ride, because I have a problem with anxiety. And my anxiety would not let me go to sleep. So when I closed my eyes and tried to go to sleep, my body felt like it was just going all over the road anyways. Mm. So I had to wake up. Everybody was lovely, though. We talked a lot. We laughed.
We had a good time.
We had a very good time.
We
didn't even have to. Most car rides, it's like, let's turn on the fucking radio and nobody talk. We didn't have even have. We tried to listen to a couple podcasts, and it was just it was off immediately because we were just too busy.
We're just like, we're funnier than they are.
Exactly.
Let's talk with each
other. Talking.
What is something, Heather?
I think I laughed harder on that trip like than I normally do in those like, 48-hour period.
We were on point on the way down there. Like, we were on point. Like, you couldn't write down stuff fast enough because we were just goofing off good. Heather, what is something that you learned about Jason on this trip?
What was something I learned about Jason? He takes a very like militaristic approach to where he's going to sleep in a hotel room. Like he's going
to
cover.
To sleep
he's going
to
like. He's, yeah. So he slept on the floor because there's two beds, two full size beds, and Blake's wife had given him Clarence to sleep with me, and then Scott and Jason. Actually, what you should say is that Jason instantly looked at the two full size beds and said, "I'm sleeping on the floor
because I'm not."
He's
sleeping
like, "I'm not
with
sleeping
Scott.
With someone." He's like, "I'm not sleeping with someone in a bed this small."
This getting to know you should be. You know what I learned about Jason? He is a good dude.
Right.
He got us the $40 hotel room, and he volunteered to sleep on the floor.
Yes. But it was just a weird place. Like, he like slept with his feet, literally. You slept with your feet, like, literally touching the door, and then, like, your body straight out. Like, if you had stood, like, if you had just, like, raised up on your feet, you would have been, like, against the door. Like, I can
like
just
if the door opened up for somebody, it would have been, like...
They wouldn't have been able to. It would have just, like, stopped at his feet. He'd been like, what the fuck is that? And
it was,
he would have killed
them.
It
was defense in case someone tried to get in.
Exactly.
And also, there was nowhere else to sleep there. I didn't want to sleep at the end of one of the beds because, I mean, you were tossed off a little bit. So I didn't want you to walk on me or Biggie to roll over on me. I felt like that was the right place.
Don't make it sound like you found the spot when I was drunk. You had slept right in front of the door during the nap time as well in the afternoon.
Okay.
So that was something bizarre that I realized, like, that was the spot that you were going to choose.
One of the biggest things I don't necessarily think I learned it about Jason, but it was definitely, I got to see it in action.
Reconfirmed.
I'm
gay?
No.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck
no,
you.
Nobody would ever think you're gay. No. He has the ability to remain calm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has the ability, like, there's been, he's been doing the show for like 2 years now, right?
Right.
And there's been times where he's come in the door and I'm just like freaking out, and he's just like, "Dude, it'll figure itself out." Or like right before we start, like, I can't get the thing to record. And those were little pockets of it. And so, but then this was a whole trip where this dude just kind of like, he had his composure. Like, we didn't have anything printed out, and then they couldn't get access from his computer to their printer, and I'm starting to freak out because I'm trying to. And he's just like, it's all good, man. And so having that person on the trip, of the person is like, I'm going to stay pretty level here, and I'm just going to make sure that nobody loses their shit.
It's yin and yang is what I think that is, because I know that if I start freaking out, everything is going to implode, and we're just going to, it's going to feed off each other and just keep heightening it.
Kind of like me and my wife.
If I was freaking out, maybe you would be the calm one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's probably...
We have to even each other out. We have to stay level.
You're an even guy. You evened me out. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Scott, what did you learn about Jason?
Oh, jeez.
What did I learn about Jason that I didn't already know?
Anything. How could you learn?
Same thing. I mean, just the way he's willing to go out of his way to be the nice guy. He talks to anybody, which is amazing. I mean, I have that same ability, but not on his level. Like... just striking up conversations with anybody.
You talking about that? Oh,
the girls at the front desk. The guy in the Bradley shirt. Yeah. It didn't matter who it was.
Jason knows that you can get more bears with honey.
That's right.
That's the saying.
That's exactly.
Jason
flies
with
honey. Bears do love honey too, though.
You can get more poo bears.
You say poon bear? Poon bear to the left of me. Is that what you said?
And he's always on. That's another thing that I learned about.
I was so exhausted from being on.
He's always on.
Went home and took it out on my daughter.
I also learned I did not know that Jason snores. I did not know that.
All of you snore.
Really?
Every single one of you snore.
I don't think you slept.
No, I did not. I didn't. We were gone for 40 some odd hours or whatever it was, or I don't even know now. And I did not. I'll be honest with you. I did not sleep any
of it.
That's
crazy.
And I'm 41 years old. It took me the whole entire week to recover from 2 days. I swear to God, I felt like shit Monday, Tuesday. I didn't even go to work Monday.
Oh, wow.
I turned in that vacation day as a safety, and it was used because I felt like shit. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way till Saturday.
Every because, time your body should have been asleep, I saw you on your phone. So that's how I knew that you never slept.
I also learned that Scott has unlimited data.
Yeah, me and Heather both.
He's like, I got Jason, the YouTube going for, you know, he's like playing these YouTube videos and stuff. I'm like, man, you gotta be watching your data. I just kept talking to myself.
Oh, and Matt, as you noticed, I haven't gotten any messages tonight, but I shut after.
It's because you put it on mute.
Yes, after the weekend.
Do that again. This is the sound that walks with Scott. It was so funny.
At one point, Jason was so drunk, he's like, give me those bottle caps.
I was driving at the same time.
Give me those bottle caps. Oh, we never did mention that. That was the funniest fucking story of the night with the guys from Classy Vape. They were sitting at dinner. We're all sitting there eating at the Holy Taco, and they're talking about 2-hour ride back home, and I think it was either me or Jason, and we looked at it, and we're like, well, who's staying sober to get home? And Zach looks at us and goes, and Justin, both, they go, nobody. I'm like, fuck, you guys are ballsy.
All right, enough about me and Classy. Enough about Classy Vape, too. Jesus. Blake, what did we learn about Blake on this trip?
Blake.
I'm going to go first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Blake talks in his sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does.
About the Atari Classic pole position.
Prepare to qualify.
Really?
I'm so upset about that.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
We kind of talked about it a little bit on the live shows from Rocky Top, but we were driving. It took us 11 hours to get down there. It probably would have taken maybe 9.5, 10 if we hadn't done some stops. We had to stop. That's
right. But driving at night, I wasn't driving as fast at night.
And so we get down to Tennessee. We hit the Cumberland Gap, beautiful area. Thanks to Heather, because she had been down there a few times and she knew where it was. So we go through the Cumberland Gap. Blake's excited to see it. We get there, and I mean, it's cool. It's cool to say you've gone through it, at least. And Blake was so excited to see it, Blake started talking about, oh, it looks like pole position in here. And we're like, okay, well, I mean, Blake's been off sleeping. He's obviously awake now because he's talking about what he's seeing, as well as pole position, the classic 4-bit video game. Not the case.
Apparently sleeping. I don't remember.
We had to prove it to him on a couple shows ago with the audio that I had from my phone. He's like, I'm still mad at you guys.
What else would you want us to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Should I guess throw water at you or something? I don't know.
I should just.
Heather mentions the Drake Hotel, and all of a sudden he becomes Drake.
And I don't even like Drake.
He's like,
he used to call me
on my cell phone. I'm like, mm-hmm. We're like, and he was asleep. He don't even remember doing it.
Nope.
Heather, what did you learn about Blake?
Blake, what did I learn about you? I learned you have a nice tuchus. Apparently.
What?
No, I don't actually remember
this. What happened in that bed?
No, yeah. I don't actually remember this.
What happens in Johnson City stays in Johnson City.
But apparently I put my hand on his butt. I don't actually remember. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just inferring. Yeah.
Just some bare-ass grip?
I lay on my side. I can't, like, Molly can sleep, like, right on her back. Just like,
nope.
I would sleep on my side. And so I would sleep on my side facing outside the bed. Because I don't like some, like,
wake up right in front of my face.
Even with Molly, I can't fall asleep face to face with somebody. It's just, this is ridiculous.
Humans.
And then I'm just laying there, and all of a sudden, I got up and went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I came back, her hand, you know, of course, being out of the bed for 3 minutes, like, gives her body and her sleep mind just, poof, poof, mm-hmm. you know, strategizing, take all available room, you know. And I go, and it's all dark. I go and I sit down, and boop, there's her hand on my butt. I was like, oh.
And he came immediately.
And I was like, how do I move this without waking her up? I'm like trying to gently move her arm, but like I'm like, she's going to wake up right here, and I'm trying to like move her arm. Like, what are you doing, Blake?
Trying to get me to jack you off?
No, but aside from the interesting sleeping incident, you're pretty chill, sober dude. So as far as like someone who stays as obviously sober, I thought it was like really cool how like well you're able to like handle drunk people and like just an immediate like lots of people get very frustrated and very annoyed if like like nights don't move along as normally as they would have if everyone else was sober.
Right.
And I thought you have like a really good interaction with people who aren't sober,
and
and that seems like it would be difficult.
And I think a lot of that has to do with being sober as long as I have. I do find that if I'm in a place that I'm not accustomed to with people I don't know, my tolerance level is a lot lower. But
but like the Classy Vape guys in the Rocky Top, you know, our crew was just, I was okay. I didn't feel, like you said, because we were outside Holy Taco. Normally I'd be like, come on, let's move this along. But it was just so chill and so cool that it was all right. So.
What did I learn about Blake?
What did you learn?
Blake has a low tolerance for bullshit, period. It's like, you could tell there's like some instances like where, I couldn't tell if he's joking or not, but then I knew he was. I was like, the Mellow Yellow thing really
fucking pissed me off.
Really bothered him.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
His pants really bothered the. Oh, he gets real mad about, I have to go inside and prepay at these fucking gas stations.
It makes me so mad.
He was so mad about it.
Because it's instantly saying that I'm a thief. It's the middle. Yeah. At nighttime, I understand. You got one person working. No big fucking deal. I understand. Yeah. In the middle of the fucking day, in a big, huge, busy metropolitan area, I shouldn't have to fucking prepay to fucking get gas. Exactly. Stupid.
That's what I learned about Blake.
Ooh, I have something else that I learned about Blake. You are such a little ham. Like, you are so down to perform for people.
Yep.
These people were like, oh, yeah, he's a podcasting god. And you were like, yep, yes, I am.
Yes, I
we're,
am.
Like, in the parking lot. People have their headlights on. And he's like, that's obviously my spotlight, doing silly dances in front of everyone's cars when they're pulling out because they're cracking their asses up. And he's like, this is it. This is everything I'm going to take in for the next year.
This is my life.
He's got to get the spotlight, baby.
He loves it. Podcasting god for real.
Oh, my God. Spinning the wheel. What do we learn about next?
I don't know. Is it Heather or Scott?
Yeah, Heather.
Moi.
Let's
what'd you guys learn about me?
Yeah, Blake, what'd you learn about Heather?
You go first.
I will go first. Not that she's going to do anything with it, but Heather will ask strangers for weed.
I was not around. Where the fuck was
weed?
I at?
I missed that. But you guys, okay, you were in the car rapping Drake, perhaps. I don't know what you were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where
you
the fuck
that
was.
Yeah,
where were you?
I think this was...
Oh, it was inside that gas station. Yes. I do remember that. Yeah,
was
yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a nice long-haired gentleman.
I don't know. What do you think? It was like 4 in the morning, maybe?
Seven in the morning.
Very early. And we're just stopping, taking a little tinkle.
Oh, that little Indian, like,
yeah.
Kemosabe gas or something like that?
Yeah.
Yep, and there's like a kind of a hippie long-haired dude behind the counter. And I don't remember exactly what you said, but you were
something like, where can you find weed around here?
Yeah, something very, very important. And he was like, nowhere at 7 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was pretty great, just laying it out there like, hey, I want to get high. I didn't bring any with me. Can you help a sister out?
Well, they had bowls. They were selling bowls there.
It got me thinking on that train.
And then I was like, I guess this guy's selling bowls. Maybe he knows where to get weed.
Sure.
So that's where my mind was going.
Did you not bring any, or did you just because you
didn't? No, I didn't bring any.
On purpose?
Well, yeah, we were driving a long distance, and, you know, everyone, you guys aren't all smokers, you know?
Right.
So it's understandable that I wouldn't bring it with me. Like, I don't want to, especially because we hadn't talked about it ahead of time. It's, like, illegal still for stupid reasons, but I just didn't want to make it a
thing.
You know what? In 10 years from now, when we go back to Rocky Top Vapor, it'll be legal.
That's right.
I will be smoking it all.
Oh, yeah. We're going to ask that guy again, and he's going to be like, oh, it's on aisle 3.
He's like, at 7 in the morning? You betcha. Yeah.
This is the best place at 7 o'clock in the morning to get some weed.
But yeah, I'm not afraid to put it out there, unless you're a cop.
Yeah.
Then I am afraid.
And if I ask you if you're a cop, you have to tell me.
Now, Blake, you have to tell me what you learned about Heather.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
She has the ability. I don't want to say mother hen.
Uh-huh.
But she has the ability to like group us all, you know, get us all together. Like if there's tasks that need to be done, she like I lug all these big huge cases of stuff, you know, and like instantly she's like, you know, like I don't expect anybody to like help me set up or anything, just because that's just me. And she's like, what do you need me to do? Blah blah blah. You know, and that was I know that you're a nice person, but it was the whole time, like when we were going and getting the place, you were helping like line up, okay, we've got all these chairs over here, you know, and it was cool to have somebody as organized as me, I guess, is, you know what I mean? Like there was, you're driving scared me, but that was because you were having a good time. You were having a good time.
So, when I get excited, I have a hard time focusing.
Yeah, you know, and you were singing and stuff, and you know, and of course, if I would have been in the back seat, I would have been okay. But I was like, oh, let's go on the road. Let's fucking get home. But no,
Indianapolis is a kind of a scary place.
Right, to drive around. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, my parents, you know, you're gonna go exit back here.
Back
she like turns all the way around.
Back
over there. No,
I learned it from my mother.
But you know, you had a good time, and you were always having a good time, and it was that's the you when I see you guys having a good time, it made me feel better because the night of the trip, Molly's like, are you all right? I'm like, I guess I really shouldn't. I feel like I didn't ask these motherfuckers if they wanted to really do this or if they felt like they had to. And that's what I was worried about. Like, I was like, I'm making them do something that they probably don't necessarily want to do.
To,
you know
100%.
What I mean? I just was like, I didn't really ask anybody. I just made these plans. Like, oh, this is what we're doing. So seeing everybody have a good time.
This is not – we're not learning anything right now from you. This is typical Blake behavior.
Yeah.
We're worrying about if everyone's –
that's right.
We're all here. Because we want to be here.
Exactly.
Because we want to be talking with you. We want to be enjoying each other's company. That's always the case. You don't have to ever worry about it. I know that's not going to solve the problem, and you still will. But I hope you know that deep
down. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Scott.
I learned several things about Heather.
I learned. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Big E and I really started blossomed a relationship
before,
on this whole trip.
Before you're blossoming. Yes.
Okay.
I learned something else about Heather. During her drunken rant, I won't say what it is, but it's amazing how being in a debt collection job that she had, how she brought that into her personal life.
Uh-huh. Do you have that on video?
I do, but I can't release it.
Can we listen to it after the show?
Yes, we can. It had to do with a personal situation in your life, and and then it came at the end of the story. It was, and this is the way I look at it: is if you owe me money, I was like, okay. So, but that was just
really,
I was,
really trying to bring
you're all of a sudden you were an economics major, drunk off your ass, economics major.
I learned that Heather is
23,
and just she now. has the mental capacity of a older than me. She's mature well beyond her years.
Yes.
She's not 23. I don't care what she says. She may physically be 23, but mentally she's not 23. I don't know.
Isn't
if that's
that the best though?
Yeah.
Don't you want to?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. These are positive things.
Okay.
Slow down now. Don't go that far. I attribute that to your parents being older. I would assume.
Uh huh. That's something you learned on this trip.
Yeah,
but she's well read. She's a smart person.
Yeah,
she's not just a 23-year-old girl. Hey, let's get drunk and have a good time.
My wife says, "Why does she know so much about cows?" I said, "Because Heather knows a lot about
a lot of things." Right.
She knows a lot.
She's edumacated.
We've already known this about Fireball because it's reared its pretty face in an episode in the past. It came alive again. In Johnson City, Tennessee, we get back from the hotel. We sit down. I'm in the bathroom getting ready to go to bed, and I come out of the bathroom. Heather's not waiting for the bathroom. But she's like, "Scott, just go back in the bathroom." I'm like, okay. So I go back in the bathroom. So we're just sitting there. We're just all hanging out. She sits in the chair. She pulls out her phone, and we start listening to hip-hop. And she's just hip-hopping, and she's falling asleep. Jason says, "Hey, Heather, it's time for bed. You'll tell me what's. I'll tell you when I'm ready for bed."
My phone
will tell me it's time for bed. And Jason's like, "Well, how do you know when it's time?" My phone will tell me it's time for bed. And then finally, she's sitting there. She gets up. She just gets up. She stumbles over to the bed, gets in bed. 2 minutes later, I gotta go to the bathroom. Jason's in the bathroom. I go to the bathroom. She gets up, stumbles to the bathroom, knocks on the door. "Jason, can I come in the bathroom?" Jason's like, didn't hear her. She's like, "Jason, can I come in the bathroom?"
I was brushing my teeth.
Yeah. He's like, "Sure, come in." She's like, "Can I just puke in the sink?" Jason's like, No. You can puke in the toilet." She's like,
"You don't remember this, do you?"
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
I remember searching for makeup wipes, and that's
this.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. But this is verbatim.
Okay.
I'll hold your hair. That's Jason.
Oh, do you need
do
me?
You need me? Oh, do you need me to hold your hair? No. So she's in there. I don't know. 5 minutes. I don't hear anything. She doesn't puke. She gets up, goes back to bed, gets up again, stumbles in the bathroom, tries it again. I don't think you ever puked. Did not. You're a trooper. But you did almost kill yourself in your sleep.
Yeah.
You had a. Everybody else was asleep, so the only person that was going to save your life was
Mr.
No Sleep was going to have to. I don't know how I would have saved you, but you would have got to breathe again. She stopped breathing for like a matter of like 35 seconds, and all of a sudden you could tell that her body had
was like, oh shit,
yeah, and she went. I'm like, Heather, are you okay? She didn't answer me. And she's, and it was like over as fast as it started. Out. So I'm just laying there, and all three of you. Sorry, that was hot. But yeah, so I didn't sleep. But yes, that's what I learned about Heather.
Also, Heather has some golden... Facial
wipes, makeup wipes.
That these were probably worth tens of thousands of dollars because she couldn't find them, and we all fucking stole them.
Motherfuckers!
Do you remember that at all?
I remember talking about. I don't remember getting as exasperated as you guys say it was, but I think that was the moment in which I blacked out.
Yeah.
Because I remember being like, "Where are my makeup wipes? Do you guys know where they are?" And see, I should say, in my defense, this is me before like I'm packing for the trip. First off, I'm the kind of person who goes to, like, my parents live in Indiana, 3 hours away from me. I go to their house with, like, a t-shirt. Like, I'm going to be so cool. I'm going to stay for a night. I'm easy breezy. Let's bring a t-shirt. And that's it.
Right.
And then I end up, like, taking 9 hours to make a 3-hour trip. Like, that's literally happened to me.
Right.
So my responsibility levels are low. So when I went on this trip, I was so excited. I was like, I'm going to pack 3 makeup wipes. So then when it's late at night and I have makeup on my face, I can take it off like an awesome adult. And I, to this moment, I remember putting makeup wipes in a baggie and something happened with them.
Yeah.
But they weren't in my bag and they weren't anywhere to be found.
The interesting thing was,
I was very upset. So that's where I'm coming from. That was my adulthood right there.
It wasn't just a drunken rant. She honestly was agitated with
one of us.
Each one, she took a turn. Like, she first went after Jason because he was still standing up.
And I always go through people's bags.
Right. Yeah. And she's like, why'd you take them? Why'd you steal my wipes? Come on, you guys. This is bullshit. And I'm just like, this could be where I was. This is the point where I was like, she's drunk. She loves these wipes.
No sleep.
This could get ugly. We're going to have to call her sister.
This could be the end.
Her sister is only 20 minutes away.
Right, yeah.
I do have a confession to make. I had a great time on the trip.
It was the best time.
I think we learned that we can cohesive as a team.
What'd you guys learn about me? This is interesting.
Nothing. All right, we're moving on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do we go first?
Yeah, go first.
Okay, so I've known Scott for a long time, but there was a huge gap of time in our lives that we weren't around each other.
Yeah.
I learned about his insomnia.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
A wink of sleep.
Nearly a wink of sleep. He's said before that he has like anxiety. And it was festered and festered in like fidgeting and worrying. It was just a alertness. It was an alertness. It was very helpful to me. You know, again, yin and yang. You know, he was suffering. I was like, this is helping me get through this.
Right.
And I also learned that he has a bottle cap ringtone on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
That killed me.
That's it.
But I knew that I knew that on the trip that there wasn't going to be any bullshit. Like, there's always that one person in the group who just starts shit with people, and I that was one thing about Scott. I was like, first of all, he's not going to start shit with anybody, but he also, if there is shit, although he wasn't at the strip club, but he was in the parking lot, but then left. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
In my dream, he left.
Mine too.
But I just. You know, it was cool to have an extra, like, because I'm always paranoid. I'm not worried about getting my ass kicked. I'm worried about people being stupid and people being stupid that I don't know. And I didn't worry.
And in Tennessee, the way they talk, you don't know if they're being nice or not. So
everybody sounded nice.
Yeah. So if like they were gonna get physical with you, it was gonna be a very polite ass whooping.
Right.
The politest ass.
I am going to whoop you politely.
Jason, what do you have for learning about Scott?
Part of it was that he was constantly teasing.
Sorry, I should have used
that more. He was teasing me with the bottle cap clink text alert because I am the bottle cap kid.
Yes.
I think my collection's almost 700 bottle caps right now in my refrigerator, and I'm always looking for a new one.
And every time my phone went off, he thought it was an opportunity for a new one.
Thank you very much. But since Blake already mentioned, I will say that, and we again we kind of touched on this, is that you have a Chinaman twin out there.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, sorry, Brett. I hope you're. I think you're Samoan or something.
When you stand next to each other, yeah. You go. You know, it's like.
Even my wife, like I said, my wife, that picture, she's like,
my wife.
Holy shit.
My wife.
Yeah, she was holy shit.
It was awesome.
You were taking pictures from afar. That's how much you were like.
I got a couple shots, and I you guys are both standing with your hands in your pockets. It was like the same pose. I was like, this is no one can Photoshop this better. This is the best. We've achieved 10% or 100% here. That was so funny. And it was Brett, right?
Yeah, his name's Brett.
And he was a totally nice guy.
Yeah.
Just really cool with Classy Vape. And you guys, same like glasses, same builds, both black t-shirts, it's blue
Brad.
Jeans.
It's Brad. It's Brad. Brad. Yeah, Brad.
Oh, Brett. Brad. Oh, Brad. I heard him say, when he introduced him to me, I heard Brett. And that's just stuck with me. Brad. So I apologize, yes, Brad. But, and you guys, I think you had both had hats on.
Mm-hmm.
Same hat.
Uncanny. Just a shorter Chinaman version of yourself.
Yes. Oh, you guys looked exactly like.
Justin gave me the hat off his head, and then me and him were identical the rest of the night.
I think I called him Big E like six times.
You probably did. And the people in Johnson City were confused because we were all in a group, but all of us had the same shirts on, same hats.
They're like, yeah.
You guys are in a convention? I'm like, yeah, something like that, buddy.
Cool guy.
Hey, can you take a picture of us?
Yeah.
And what did I learn about you, Biggie? First off, Biggie and I have only spoken on this podcast.
Yes.
And I felt like our relationship went bleeps and bounds. Yes. I had so much fun talking to you.
Yep.
I learned a ton about your family. We also duetted.
That's right.
Part of your world. What was that song called?
A Whole New World.
I learned that Scott has an excellent voice. I had no idea. He also loves Rock Band.
Yes.
We had such good chats in the front, and we laughed about the idea that instead of Aladdin, there was a literal sea urchin.
Yes.
In that role, yeah. And a sea urchin wandering around the town of Agrabah.
Yeah.
And that was fun. That was a good idea.
We had a moment walking into Crystal. We both touched each other. We're like, I touched your hand. I'm like, do we have a moment?
Yeah, oh, we did have a moment. Of course. Of course, we had a moment.
See what amazing stuff happens on you're on a podcast, you meet each other. You go for a 48 hour hiatus, come back, and you get best friends.
You know what else I really liked about it? You went along with my dummy stamp.
What? Yeah.
Do you remember the dummy stamp?
Remember what we said?
I don't know.
I think the first time you brought it up is because I told you what Harper told me why the name of Fuzzy Holes is Fuzzy Holes.
Oh, yeah, because
there's an Italian joint in Johnson City called Fasoli.
Fazoli's. It's a national company.
It's a national company. It's called Fazoli. So, and they're like, well, they said it a bunch of times and it sounds like Fuzzy Hole. And you're like, that gets the dumb stamp.
Dummy stamp. And then Blake, do you remember what the noise was? And Blake played along with me. Exactly. Dummy stamp. And he made that noise every time and it was so fun.
Oh, look at us. We know each other, y'all.
New things I'm learning about you day by day.
The interesting about this video, when it starts off, when she says,
getting to know you.
It's a bunch of little kids.
Sitting around.
Is this from Mary Poppins?
This is from The King and I.
Oh, The King and I, yes.
Story.
You guys need to go to a Broadway play together.
Get some culture, guys.
It's a lovely story of an English woman coming at Taiwan?
Yeah.
Is that where he's from? Basically, he's the ruler of a country.
And he's not, doesn't look anything like the people he's ruling.
And he's the ruler of the country, and he has like seven kids, so it's very much a Sound of Music type of thing, mm-hmm. where she is
Who's
the
actor?
The nun? Kingsley, I have no idea. Like
no, okay.
I don't know those details. Okay. But yeah, so this is the song that she's using to get to know these kids, and also be like, what? You don't know shit! You think the world, you think you're the biggest country in the world? That's dumb. Mm-hmm. But without saying it in a very kid-friendly way. But why was that song reused for this bit? I had no idea that you guys had such a King and I spirit inside of you.
Jason, when we were talking about what song we were going to use for this, do you remember the story? Remember how it went? How you remember the song?
We were trying to break down how the next episode was going to be and how we would kind of wrap up the whole trip. And we just thought, you know, there's a couple funny things that happened. It was like how I got to know something about Heather and Biggie and yourself. I was like, let's just do a couple rounds where we get to learn about each other. And now comes the part where we're like, well, what do we call it? And we had a couple ideas, and then Getting to Know You kind of went out there, and you immediately knew the song.
Right.
And I was thinking that song too. So when that happens, it's usually like, well, that's it. That's the intro and outro we're going to use for this bit. And it's really funny because I didn't know it was from The King and I. I've heard of the play. I've heard of the movie. I've never seen it, but I knew the song. And how I knew the song, which I didn't know how I knew it, but it was in my head. And I'll still sing it. If someone says that, I'll think about that in my head.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking, how did I know that song?
Mm-hmm.
And so we start to look on YouTube, and it was like, I can't remember the car, but it was a car commercial. Was that a Nissan?
I think so.
And you remember it too, apparently, Biggie, from like 1990.
Yeah.
So
This is like I'm sitting at home watching the weird early days of Nickelodeon, the Canadian import shows they had on back then. And this, like, say it again, what kind of car was it? Nissan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a Nissan car commercial. And it wasn't Julie Andrews singing. It was someone else covering it, but it was a woman still in that kind of voice. Biggie, I can't believe you remember it. That song had such an impact on me, apparently, because it's in my head. What do you remember about it?
I don't remember the commercial, but every time somebody says that, Getting to Know You, that I automatically, because I'm like Dustin in the sense that if I got a song and
Tie it to something,
I tie a song to everything. Yeah. So that's why I sing all the intros that he does, because everything ties in. So
it triggers something.
It does. So every time I hear it, I sing "Getting to Know You." I mean, just
that's how. And I had no idea it was from The King and I. It was so funny. I had this like visceral response from like 9 year old bottle cap kid. It was so funny.
The 9 year old bottle.
Gotta love corporate media
that
puts these things inside of us.
All right,
for real.
Did you guys see what's coming out on NBC on December 3rd?
What is coming out on NBC on December 3rd?
Not the Wizard of Oz, but the most awesomest remake of a movie ever, The Wiz with Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
Well, he's not going to be here.
Well, of course not. It's going to be live because
hologram of Michael Jackson.
No, NBC.
Reanimated corpse.
NBC every year has got this trend of live musicals they do at the holidays. Last year it was,
I think they did The Sound of Music.
Yeah, they did The Sound of Music one year. They did something, I forgot what it was last year. Now this year it's The Wiz. I liked The Wizard of Oz when I was growing up, but The Wiz was the ultimate over-the-top spectacle of The Wizard of Oz.
He's on down the road.
Yes.
It was Diana Ross.
Michael Jackson.
I never saw this.
Nipsey Russell
as the Tin Man.
Who? Okay, so Heather, you haven't seen it. You obviously like it.
Oh, I've watched. I got it on a bootleg at home.
He watches it every DVD. Night. That's the only way that you can go to sleep. That's why he didn't sleep during the trip.
The only way he can sleep. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just watching The Wiz every night.
Them crows.
Why did he get into the trip?
Do you remember the scene with the crows?
I just remember
Do you remember the scene with the crows?
No, I watched it a couple.
It's eerie.
Right after, like a few months after Michael Jackson died, they had this like celebration. It was some poorly put together thing out at like Landmark in Peoria, and they showed The Wiz, and I was like, oh yeah, I love Michael Jackson. Let's go to this thing and check it out. The Wiz sucks.
It's horrible.
The Wiz is shitty.
It is horrible.
I love Michael Jackson, but that movie sucks. Especially the part when Richard Pryor's in it, like changing the colors of it. It's like it's terrible. I wouldn't mind a reimagining of it, but the original one does suck. There's some good music in there.
Oh yeah.
But the original The Wiz to me blows.
I mean, it's a bad movie.
When did it come out?
Early 80s, I want to say.
It was
a full-grown Michael Jackson before
full-grown
before any kind of plastic surgery. So he still had the big nose.
This is like off the wall era.
Yeah,
Jackson.
Like big nose, dark skin.
I bet it was
afro.
At the time,
he was a scarecrow.
It was 1978.
Oh God!
Okay. That's off the wall right there.
Okay.
So that is. I am so glad to know how you guys got to know the "Getting to Know You" song, and it's not Julie Andrews, but it's a wonderful movie.
Who is it?
I don't know who it is, but it's not Julie Andrews.
Julie
Andrews. It is not Julie Andrews.
It sure sounds
we
like
can,
her.
No, it's not Julie Andrews.
Put your phone down.
No,
we have to Google.
While you're looking it up,
okay.
We have a little bit more time. I have a, I was pointing this out to Heather as you guys were talking about the gay movie, The Wiz.
Come on now.
No gays were harmed in the making of that movie.
You're making me sad.
There's,
it's Deborah Kerr, by the way. Deborah Kerr is the, the queen.
That's
from
Julie Andrews' nom de plume.
I've got...
I equals...
What do you got going Deborah on Kerr. Here?
I've got some fucking skin stuff going on. I'm freaking out.
I've had those. It's eczema.
What are you going?
Why don't you see just that? Get away from me?
See this?
He's basically got these red splotches that kind of have an outline on the outside.
From my gloves.
At work?
No, I don't think so.
Sure?
I don't think so. Because it no, it's not. I don't know what it is, but it's freaking me out. I wonder if I have AIDS or something.
Oh no, God. You definitely have eczema. I've had that before. What you need to get is like cortisone cream.
My mom says...
Use that cortisone cream that's in your car.
My mom says that it's... is it still in my car?
Yeah, it was in your like side pocket of your passenger seat. Like,
what was that doing in there?
Next to the makeup
wipes.
Dude, check
it out, because it's used for things like that.
No, my mom says that she thinks it's like skin herpes.
Psoriasis?
No, that's
yes,
not.
Yes, eczema would be skin herpes.
That's not.
Am I going to die?
Nope.
I mean, eventually, sure.
It's not psoriasis or whatever they call that. Or
No, that's flakier.
Yeah.
This is just red bumpy. And it just,
is it itch?
It seems to
have it all over my fingers, like
is
up and down
ivy?
The insides
that's
of my fingers. Okay. And it would be like pussy and like gross. So you have a pretty, pretty basic way.
So it's all hooked.
You just need to soak it in some Epsom salt.
Epsom salt. Yeah. Speaking of Epsom salt, this is we'll take a little break here. Real quick, and we'll do the contact information, and I'll let you know about this Fakakta Comedy one more time, and then we'll read the show notes, and we'll get the hell out of here. So we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at burnswhenip at ibwip.com. including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake@ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, so when this show is going to be released here on the 27th of November, that means that FCF Network, Fakakta Comedy Funhouse, is only days away from launching, hopefully. We're pre-recording this a long time beforehand.
No, it's going to be there. It's going to be there. Like December. Hold on, are we going to start in the middle of the week? Because isn't December 1st like not the beginning of the week? Have we even thought about this? We're just like, December 1st, for sure. That's definitely the day that the week begins.
Let's wait and start this network on a year that December 1st is
starts on
okay.
A Monday.
Yeah. No, but it starts on a Tuesday. So are we just going to start with the song Inside and Out, and that makes the Monday the last day of the lineup?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Cool.
Yep. But for Cocktail Comedy Funhouse, the one-stop shop, we have a bunch of creative people. And I'm noticing, what the fuck are you doing? You're psycho. Up,
Scott got a text.
Scott, your wife's is that sound just for her?
No, that's for everybody.
Okay, all right.
He's got a pop.
The only other one that goes off on my phone
him.
Is when you Facebook message me, and I do the it's the Facebook Bing or Boing or
it's he's so horny.
So we've all worked very hard to get Fakakta Comedy Funhouse together, and it's just a lineup of some great podcasts. We got a podcast about horror movies, about craft beers. Couch Pilots. What?
Horror movies?
Nothing.
I said horror movies.
What's that?
Boner. Pilot, boner pills.
Boner pills. Pilot TV shows. Heather's
Christmas Tree.
Sex advice. Is it advice or educational?
It's educational.
It's not just a podcast.
It's not just a podcast.
Sex-ication.
It's a conversation.
It's a conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we're going to, it's going to grow. Hopefully. But thanks to everybody who put up some money for us to get some of it started. I'm really looking forward to it. What we need from you people. You people?
You people. What do you mean, you people?
Black people.
People listening to the show.
What we need from black people is this. Listen up, black people.
We just need you to, go ahead and listen to all the shows or listen to a couple shows, something that you're interested in. If you like it, give it a rating. We're going to be available on iTunes. We're going to be available at fcfnetwork.com. Any podcast app, we're going to be readily available. Please, if you like a show, you know, submit a, you know, submit an email to them.
Subscribe to the show.
Do all that stuff.
Rate the show.
But rape it too. But there are. I know Heather's show is gonna is interaction is.
It's key. Yeah. The more feedback and the more information that I get from people about what they want to hear and if they have any questions or they want to be a part of it, then you're welcome to be a part of it.
And, you know, there's a billion podcasts in the world. And the only way for us to really get seen by more people is if you tell people about it, share links, but also go on iTunes and rate them, you know, give a review or whatever. Just take a few minutes out of your time to help us, because that supposedly there's rankings and stuff, and the more people listen, you know.
We're building a community here.
Right, and because ultimately, you know, I have a vision for this, and, you know, a vision of, you know, eventually there's a message board and all that kind of stuff.
A message board leads to, you know, a community leads to world dominance.
And so, yeah, we're basically,
how can we ever dominate?
Right. We are trying to take over the world one last
definitely
lap
stay
at a
away
time.
From a forum. Don't do forums. People are whiny little bitches in forums.
Well, my sister met her husband in a forum.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
That's awesome.
Your sister was nice.
Very nice.
She's nice.
Very nice.
So check out fcfnetwork.com. Check out some of the shows, and you know, if you find something you like, tell a friend. Tell two friends.
Tell all of your friends.
If you don't have any friends, tell a gas station worker. They'll always listen. I told a gas station worker on the way there about.
Right.
I was like,
I told.
Print out some receipt paper and get me a pen because you're going to listen to our shit.
I told a group of young ladies outside a bar that they wanted me to take their picture about the show.
I saw those ladies. I thought one of them was dressed as a cheerleader. Was one of them dressed as a cheerleader?
No, none of them were dressed as
one of them had a night, like an Indiana Jones hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that like their like brief attempt at a costume? They're like, I'm wearing a hat. Yeah.
They were all just the slutty versions of, like, I think one was a fireman, right?
Yeah.
You guys, what were you guys all for Halloween?
I was me. No. When you guys saw,
This
is when you sent out the picture of what you were. Mm-hmm.
You're Brad.
And I was in bed sleeping at midnight like an old man. And then here comes Dustin and what's her face? I forgot her name.
Brianna.
So beautiful. Yes. Both of them are so cute together.
The Dread Pirate Roberts, and she was
Princess Bride.
Princess
Buttercup.
Buttercup,
yeah.
Buttered stuff.
I was going to take a selfie of in bed saying, this is my costume, me in bed.
Would I that don't been know funny? Why you didn't.
I know I didn't.
It would have definitely been funny.
I know I didn't, though.
I'm glad you didn't.
What were you for Halloween, Jason?
What's that?
Where were you for Halloween?
Locks of Love, Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That bag of hair.
Little Bo Peep, Jason.
Little Bo Peep.
Where were you, Blake?
That was cute.
I was a guy that was trying to spend time with his in-laws and not get yelled at. Although, okay, this is a quick story.
Okay.
Okay, so every year, my mother-in-law, God love her, she knows that I...
no one else does.
She's seen our pumpkins and how we've carved them over the past. And so the last couple of years, she said, hey, here's my pumpkin. Will you carve it and bring it to me? So this time, she brings us this cattywampus fucking thing that's not even can't even stand up straight. So I make, and then we had this white, well, those little white pumpkins. I was like, oh, well, I'll make this pumpkin face, and then, like, it's eating this other pumpkin, and I'll shove this other pumpkin in. And I'm like, oh, so I had, like, those eyeballs that we had for the drinks, like, mm-hmm. And this little white one had eyeballs, and then I made the holes a little too big, so I was like, oh, that looks kind of awkward. So then I took red food coloring, so it looked like it was all bloodshot, and then I shoved it in the mouth of this other pumpkin. And I was so proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a deadly weapon because it was sitting up in the kitchen, and all of a sudden the pumpkin shot out of the other pumpkin's mouth like a dart. And so then I was like, oh, well, we better just lay it on its side. And I laid it on its side, and it shot up in the air.
Holy shit.
I was like, I'm going to cut this mouth a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. I take it over there. I was all proud of it. She didn't say anything about it.
She didn't get it.
She didn't know. It's not that she didn't get it. She didn't say anything.
Oh,
she didn't say, hey,
rude.
Thanks, buddy. You know, my father-in-law just loved it. He's taking pictures with his flip phone. So, you know, like, I'm sure in the dark, I'm like, oh, these.
You never call me on my flip
phone. She's like, let's put us outside.
Yeah. Well, you know, and so I was kind of bummed out about that. But we did trick-or-treating over there, and it was nice. It was nice. I dressed up as a cold husband and father. What are you, a fucking... hobo?
Mm-hmm. I told him to.
Oh Lord!
He just took a drag off my bottle.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
What's white on top and black on the bottom?
Oh Jesus!
A racist joke?
Yes. Society.
Oh, I get it because black people are on the bottom?
That's what they say.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because black people have been systemically...
Yes. No, these were systemically held down. These were 25 jokes to guarantee offend everybody in the room that I read today.
You're on track.
Wow. Yes.
I'm offended by you looking that up and then using these jokes on
here. No. It was...
It was there.
And we were I was out loud laughing.
Because you're racist.
I know.
Oh, Jesus. Why are you saying
What's the show schedule?
Wait. No. Wait. One more.
One more joke from the book of racism?
One more.
All right.
What's the difference between John Wayne and Jack Daniels?
Oh, my God.
Jack Daniels is still killing Indians.
But we both agree that Biggie shouldn't tell jokes like this.
Sorry. Okay. He's not the head writer?
Wow.
Biggie the Butcher.
I'm looking at
Chopping up meat.
How did you let this happen?
I told you I was going to tell some offensive jokes.
He didn't lie.
Do we have more time?
Have more time for more jokes?
No. More time for more jokes.
No, we're out of time.
Yeah. We're out of time.
Did you have something pressing?
No.
I think Biggie's really out of time.
No. Yeah. Nothing presses me.
Something's pressing me.
I can offer you 5 minutes.
No, I don't need 5 minutes. Okay.
You have a tight five on how much you hate Biggie's racism?
No, I wasn't racist. It was funny.
What's that?
It's somewhere between how much I hate Hitler... and almost how much I hate pickle chips, right in between there.
Oh, pickle chips.
So you don't like Hitler?
I don't like Hitler, and then I don't like pickle chips. Whoa. Okay, yeah?
You don't like Hitler and pickle chips?
I don't like Hitler, and I don't like pickle chips.
What Hitler ever do to you?
I mean, what didn't Hitler not do?
Okay, exactly. Okay.
What did... Pickle chips are not good, though.
No.
And you're more... Yeah. You're like somewhere right in between.
Pickle-flavored chips?
Yeah.
All right, Jason. What's the show schedule?
Episode 224, Classy Gorilla, is now available. Episode 225, Glorified Bikini Club, is now available. It's pretty funny. our next episode will be available on Friday, December 4th. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear... Well, give us at least 8 more chances.
8 more. That's all. Eight more hours of
your
life.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Please, 8. You know, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I hope none of our listeners got mauled in Black Friday.
Watch out.
I hope one did.
Thanks to Johnny Depp, because he's buying some Indian land and giving it back to the Indians.
Oh, is he?
Thank you.
He is.
What was it called? It's a famous Indian place.
You've got more knowledge than I do in this.
Jack Daniels running will be water. On tap.
I don't know. He
running water.
Running water.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in to IBWIP episode 226. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Get ready because December, Fakakta Comedy is coming out. Christmas is coming. We'll definitely have stories to tell as we prepare for that.
Cover your face. I'm getting some genital piercings.
All right, folks, thank you very much. And tell a friend. Tell 2 friends. Tell 75 friends.
Bye, everyone. Goodbye.
I don't have 75 friends. I only have 3. And they're sitting
right at
the table. Of course
you have 75 friends, because you told her jokes like that.
Oh, so sorry. There was one about Hitler, but apparently you don't like Hitler. So.
Taking off my headphones. I'm taking them off.
You don't even want to hear it. You want to hear it? Here it goes. No, I'm not. I'm done.
That was bad.
I'm sorry. I told you they were bad and funny.
What? No. No, just his.
It's one thing to ignorantly tell the joke, but you knew they were bad.
I know.
Okay.
I found they were funny.
That doesn't make it right.
I don't care.
Yeah, okay. Oh, good.
I share. If you guys don't like it, I'm sorry.
Like,
I put it out there.
Racist jokes, at least they had to be like original racist jokes.
They weren't mine. I'm not original. I thought we went over that in the car that I don't have an original. That's why I don't have my own show.
Yeah.
I don't have my own show because.
You're a resourceful man, but not an original man.
No, not an original.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.